Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
6:46, 14 before 7, Thursday morning, October 21st, day 53 of the Ida recovery. Spotty rain today, highs of 86, and this is going to be, I would say, unseasonably warm through next Wednesday with highs between 85 and maybe 87, which is very close to 90. Mike Strain joins us right now, our good friend, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. We love to talk to him on Thursday mornings because he's a ball of sunshine, and it seems like the weekend is close. Hey, Mike, how you?
Man, I am doing great. It's been some beautiful weather. We did get a little bit of rain last night here in the Florida parishes, but we needed a little bit. Everything is going well. The harvest is going well. It's, you know, this week we're getting a lot of data and a lot of reports. Things are looking very positive in the Farm Belt.
I took a ride through St. Charles Parish and Lafourche Parish and all the way to Grand Isle over the weekend. And I was just wondering, was there a parish or parishes that were harder hit or worse hit by Ida and more damage was caused there?
Yes. If you look at Lafourche Parish and then you come, you know, straight and go almost due north up into Tangipahoa, that's where the eye of the storm, and remember the storm had a double eye wall. It was very tight storm, very concise, and extraordinarily powerful. And so when it came in, you know, in and around Fushan and Grand Isle, it didn't slow down. When it got over, you know, that marsh, that, you know, they call that almost they call that brown water, and it did not slow down, and there was, of course, not a lot to slow it down. Mm-hmm. And it came just right up through Lafourche and then went up into Tangipahoa, you know, there in Livingston with just a lot of power. It didn't start losing power really till it got into Upper Tangipahoa and started leaving the state. And so it did a tremendous amount of damage. And if you look, you know, our fisheries, sugarcane, and timber, and then, of course, with our livestock and our cattle. And of course, that's where we have a lot of our fruit and vegetable production, too. So about $500 million so far. Wow. That we know of in damages, $300 million of which is in timber. What was very interesting to see is when we flew over the storm and we flew over the cypress forest, we still have some cypress forest, you could see that most of the cypress trees were standing and all of the water oaks and the other trees were knocked down and gone. And it really makes you start thinking, you know, that, you know, nature has thinned out, you know, the other trees out of those mm-hmm. cypress forests. Because when you look at the cypress forest, it looks, you know, it looks like a lawn. That's the only thing out there is basically the cypress trees. They survived, and the other trees did not in the forest. But when it hit, you know, in the subdivisions, those water oaks and a lot of trees, it literally pushed them down if it didn't break them off.
Is there an age of a water oak, Mike? Because, you know, some of these things have been around, what, hundreds of years, I guess, right?
Well, water oaks have a lot shorter lifespan. You know, my foresters would tell you a water oak spends 35 years growing and 35 years dying. Yeah. So 75 to 100 years, and they get massive, you know. But the thing of it is that they come down, and they often are hollow on the inside, you know, and they rot. And so I would recommend anyone, if they're thinking about planting something, don't plant a water oak. Plant a regular oak tree. They are superior. They're very, very strong, and think ahead of time when you plant that tree. Think about two things. One, what is going to be affected by the roots when you plant this tree? You know, because these oaks, you know, over a lifetime, a 50 to 75-year lifetime, you're going to be enjoying that tree. you know, it's going to mess up with your pipes, your plumbing, mm-hmm. your sidewalk, you know, your slab. And then, you know, what about, is it too close to the house? Make those decisions. But when you're building, and, you know, I tell everybody, you really need to have an arborist look at those water oaks, because as you've seen, that's one of the biggest problems when the storms come through. You know, that's what really does the damage, because they are very, very heavy, and they will come down, and they will split.
All right, let me take a break. We'll talk about marijuana when we come back. I always learn something every time you come on, Mike, and that's interesting. 35 years living, growing, and then 35 years dying. Time for traffic now, WWL. 6:55, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Thursday morning, October 21st, day 53 of the Ida recovery, talking to Mike Stratton, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Mike, during a break, I looked up the difference between a live oak and a water oak, and I saw the difference in the leaf shapes. And believe it or not, there's this website called Etsy that is selling one-ounce bags of live oak leaves for $12.65. By God, I'm a millionaire, Mike. I just made my fortune. That's crazy.
There you go. You'd be amazed. Look, there's a market for everything. You just have to find it, right?
I think you're right. Tell me about medical marijuana. What's going to change in January? And is the agricultural part of it keeping up with that, with the business part of it and the demand?
Yes, there's a lot of activity in the medical marijuana field by both ILERA, which is Southern University's contractor, and Good Day Farms, which is LSU. Both of them are in a rapid expansion phase of increasing productivity, and they're investing a lot of money in increasing their growth space so they will have an adequate supply of the crude or, quote, raw product available for January. Right now, medical marijuana is available in topicals, elixirs, concentrates, metered dose inhalers, inhaling devices, and edibles, and they're also being compounded at the pharmacies into edibles. And so the next delivery system will be by basically the raw product. And so both teams are working very hard to have sufficient raw product available for what they believe, or what we will believe, will be the increase in demand come January. And so the law changed, and I expect you will see it change again in the next legislative session after reapportionment. You can expect 10 to 12 or more bills on marijuana, on cannabis in one form or another. But they are working hard to increase that production. Southern is working at the current facility and expanding that. LSU and their subcontractor, Good Day Farms, they bought a new facility, and it is located in Ruston, Louisiana. And it's a very large facility. You know, it's 250,000 square feet, and they're in there now building a number of grow rooms to meet the demand. Now, the demand it really is regulated by the number of physicians and recommendations by a physician. So just because the crude or the raw form will be available at the pharmacy doesn't mean you can walk in off the street and get it. You have to get a recommendation from a physician that is in good standing, and it's based on, you know, those disease conditions. But that will be available come January, and I think they're going to hit the targets. They're pushing very hard. There's a very aggressive timetable to get that, and I will tell you that plants are going in the, you know, literally in the pots, if you should say. And that is, yeah, I know. You got to laugh a little bit.
You
but
gotta,
that
sure
will
you
be ready for January.
So is that an indoor crop or outdoor? And does it have a season to it?
Indoor. It's strictly
so no
indoor.
It's strictly
indoor.
Very,
very, it's under very controlled conditions. Indoor crop, you know, everything is regulated. You know, light is regulated. The type of light is regulated. The amount of moisture, the amount, you know, the fertilization, everything is highly, highly, highly regulated, because, again, you have to keep this crop very protected because you don't want insects on it, because there are very limited types of chemicals such as insecticides, very little, and most of those are organic, just like lemon oil or whatever base, mm-hmm. natural-based products, because, again, this is a product that can you can't use these, you know, these pesticides, herbicides, or whatever. So no, it's all indoors. It's all done scientifically. And again, because it's a very valuable crop, and I think it's going to remain indoors.
Hey, real quick, when it comes to the oak leaf, the live oak and the water oak, the leaves are shaped differently. Can you give me a 20-second description so people can identify what they have?
Well, I think the best thing is when you're looking at the tree, look at the bark of the tree. you know, if you look at what I call it, the gnarly oak, the live oak, right? It's got that thick skin. Think about heavy alligator skin. If you look at the live oak, it's slick, right? It's got a smoother skin. So I'm much better identifying it by the skin. And if in doubt, you can get a county agent out to look, or if you have a friend that's an arborist, have them take a look. But if it is a water oak, and it's best before they get too big, before they get, you know, 3.5, 4 feet across, if you're going to consider, say, look, you know, we may have to take this thing down.
Got you, Mike. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.